In a world filled with war, hate, suffering, and Justin Bieber.
तुमसे ना हो पाएगा।
एक दुनिया, दो यार, उनको है फिल्मों से प्यार,
प्यार,
और एक पिक्चर बन गई दीवार।
मेरे पास माल।
They feud, you decide. It's time for Film Feud Bollywood.
Hello and welcome to Film Feud Bollywood, the podcast where we debate your favorite Bollywood movies. I'm Vidur.
And I'm Vikram. Namaskar.
Namaskar, bhaiyo aur sajno aur Vikram.
Bhaiyo aur sajno aur Vikram. There are females who listen to our podcast as well. You know that, right?
Oh, I thought I covered it all. No. Vikram covers it all. Anyway, Vikram, want to tell the good folk what we're doing here?
We get a movie from you, our good listeners, and we toss a coin, and heads argues for that movie and tails argues against.
Simple enough. And the movie we're arguing, or feuding, one might say, since that's the name of our Film Feud podcast, is none other than one of the biggest Bollywood movies of all time.
Is it?
I think so.
I feel like you're just saying that.
Maybe. Just felt that way when I was around.
Interesting. I'm getting perceptions already.
Can you let the listeners listen to which movie it is?
Sorry.
It's Munna Bhai MBBS. The OG Munna Bhai.
Have you seen this movie?
Of course I've seen it. Everybody's seen this movie.
I've seen this movie, but I feel like I don't remember much except for like, you know, Jadu Ki Jhappi and all that stuff. I don't remember like the movie. I feel like it came out.
You remember Circuit?
I remember Circuit. I remember Munna Bhai.
You remember Sunil Dutt? R.I.P.
Sunil Dutt's in this movie. I did not remember that.
And so you haven't seen this in a long time, it sounds like.
I feel like when it came out, I don't even remember when it came out.
When this movie came out, I happened to miss it. And then everybody was like, bye Munna Bhai, Munna Bhai, Munna Bhai. And that, you know, that thing that happens when a movie is really overhyped and you don't want to watch it because it's so overhyped. Anyway, I didn't watch it until 2006. And that's all I'm willing to share at this moment.
Thanks for that amazing tidbit. Very helpful nugget of information.
So just so we can be a little more free in expressing our views, want to get to the coin toss?
Yeah, of course. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So I'll be tossing the coin again. Heads argues for and tails argues against. Let's do it. So I got tails and I feel like
yes.
I like that.
No, you don't.
You don't remember anything about the movie.
I remember. I didn't say any such thing. This movie is awesome. When I finally watched this movie in 2006 or so,
right?
I was like, oh my God, I've been missing out for 3 years.
Right.
I watched this movie like...
It changed your life?
8 times.
Did you want to do MBBS then?
It was too late for me.
Because 2006 was right about the time when we were getting out of school.
Yeah, but clearly it's never too late to do your MBBS, as evidenced by this movie. If you can become a bhai and... kidnap the father of the person writing the tests.
Wait, don't spoil it for me, man.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you don't remember anything from the movie. You really don't remember all this stuff?
I'm pretty sure it's going to suck, but like, whatever. I still don't want spoilers.
This movie is awesome, man. Everybody knows it. It's the most... It's the start of Rajkumar Hirani.
Okay, save it.
The man bats 100.
Save it. We have half an hour episode of all of this coming up. Why don't
okay,
you save
fair
it
enough,
for that?
Fair enough. Should we go watch the movie?
Let's do it.
Let's go watch the movie. That was great. Exactly as wonderful and wholesome.
Did we watch the same movie?
As I remember it.
You saw Munna Bhai MBBS, right?
Yeah, we saw the legendary classic.
Legendary.
Rajkumar Hirani's debut. How can this man be so good in his first movie? I don't get it.
Was this his first movie?
First movie he wrote also. Him and Vidhu Vinod Chopra and some other guy wrote the movie. Perfectly written, perfectly crafted, perfectly executed. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can say bad about this movie.
I feel like you have like a minute's worth of content left for how good this movie is.
No,
and then I just
don't.
Take over this
I
podcast.
Stupid. Shut the hell up. I don't even want to use bad language because this movie makes me just feel so good and wholesome and wonderful.
Wholesome.
As previously mentioned.
I'm going to do wholesome count. I feel like you'll say that word maybe 5 times.
I could go on about this movie for as long as the movie. Which, by the way, perfect length in case you're about to bitch. About how long it was. Okay, good.
So,
dude. When in doubt, I'll just start talking like the way people talk in this movie.
Uh-huh.
Hey, mamu, kya rap chik movie rele bhai.
Okay, challenge. This entire episode, do Tapuri language.
Challenge not accepted.
Jesus.
I want to win this feud. I don't want to succumb to your challenges. You're like a little kid who just says, oh, if you're so good, why don't you play with your left hand? And then if you beat someone playing with the left hand, you'll go around telling all the girls in the class that you beat them with the left hand. Maybe you brought something up, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe I went through some shit.
I specifically remember you and your brother having challenges like these.
That's true. We used to play like these video games, and then I was better than him. So we would start playing 8-on-4. Like he would be 8 and I would be 4.
Yeah.
But then if he beat me, he would just go around the bed and do like the WWE thing when you win a belt, and he would like actually just start riling up imaginary fans, and it would actually piss me off.
I love you.
You've got a little derailed here, which I think is part of your strategy.
No, it's not. It's not. I think it's coming out on your own. I barely said like 6 words in the past 2 minutes.
Uh-huh. Rap chick movie rele bhai.
Right. I want to have a word with Vidhu Vinod Chopra, if possible, and just ask him why he hyped up Hirani so much.
Because of this movie, because of the output.
Dude, Hirani's movies are like a detriment to Bollywood, man.
What?
They just like, they only capitalize on the current, if you notice, and they're like not, you know, like helping the industry grow at all.
The man's batting 1,000. What are you talking about?
The man needs to go back to ad films. That's what I'm talking about.
The man's batting 1,000.
No, he's not, man.
Name one bad Hirani movie.
All of them.
No.
I haven't liked a single one. Like Three Idiots, Piku, and...
He didn't make Piku.
Oh, he didn't?
You uninformed.
Everything that he's done just sucks, man.
You mean PK.
PK. Oh, they're two different movies. I was thinking of PK. That's the Amir Khan one, right?
Yeah.
PK, and he made Sanju.
I was iffy about PK. I have not watched Sanju. You didn't like Three Idiots?
Not really, no.
Why are we talking about other movies?
And Lagira, Munna Bhai, MBBS, none of them. I haven't liked a single movie he's done. Thankfully, he's only done like 4 or 5.
This is some of the best output of Bollywood that we are talking about here.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, it is.
It's your opinion versus mine.
Yeah, well, that is this podcast.
I give this movie a thumbs down.
Why don't you start giving me any reason why you think this movie was not stellar? What about Sanjay Dutt? Don't bring your personal artist versus the art issues into it, okay? I don't want to hear about...
He's an awful actor. There's nothing but artist versus art. He's just a plain awful actor.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. And he's a terrorist.
He
should be in jail.
I told you not to bring it up.
But apart from that, he's an awful actor. And there's a reason why he's like the third choice in this movie. It's just that they couldn't
get... Who was the first choice?
Anil Kapoor.
Hmm.
I'm not saying any of the choices would have been better.
No, well, Anil Kapoor, just because now he's like the suave dude. But back then he was like Ram Lakhan. So I can see it.
This is not Ram Lakhan. Ram Lakhan was the 80s.
But I'm just saying, like, he can pull off a Ram Lakhan.
This is him pre-Slumdog.
Yeah. He'd be like Chai Wala except Ram Lakhan style. Okay, forget that. Who was the second choice?
Shah Rukh Khan.
What?
Yeah, Shah Rukh Khan was...
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God. Even Sanjay Dutt. You know who would have killed it in this movie? Akshay Kumar. I feel like he would have done a really good job.
No, he wouldn't have. Sanjay Dutt is like...
Nothing. He was nothing when this movie came out. This movie got famous and then he got a little steam. But him in this movie doesn't make any sense.
He got an image makeover. Remember what I was saying?
Yeah. Also, what was the color of his hair in this movie again?
It was Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever?
Yeah.
You think that was part of the whole image makeover thing? Like the golden...
That's very Anurag Kashyap-like, you know? You remember how Perpendicular in Gangs of Wazipur gets his hair colored because of Munna Bhai?
Oh.
It was just a trend-setting thing. It was just like, oh, look. This is what Bhai Log were doing in 2003 to feel all cool and shit.
Right.
You just don't remember.
No.
You weren't in the gangs at the time.
No.
But I was very in tune with them. And this was actually very accurate.
Like the gangs in Noida?
Dude, yeah. The characters in this movie, man. Munna Bhai is actually not even the strongest character in this movie. I think Circuit. Like, unbridled loyalty... Bhai ne bola karne ka to karne ka. Bhai ne bola ragging karne ka.
I like Circuit. Why don't I just do my concessions first?
You're conceding Circuit? Brilliant.
No, I'm not conceding Circuit. I'm actually conceding Arshad Varsi. I think he's really good as an actor. I really like him as an actor. He's very underutilized. A lot of people seem to think so in the industry.
Why do you like him as an actor?
Have you seen...
Of Circuit.
No. Have you seen his other movies?
Yeah, I've seen Vaisa Bhi Hota Hai Part 2.
I feel like this movie he was in with... Where he was a taxi driver, I want to say.
You have no idea what you're talking about. You basically like Arshad Varsi because of
No,
Circuit.
And Hazaro Khwaishe Aisi. Have you seen that one?
He's not in that movie. That movie has Shiny Ahuja, Chitrangada Singh and KK Menon.
Wait, I'll tell you which movie I'm thinking about. He was in Ishqiya, obviously, which is great. Tere Mere Sapne is what I was talking about. Sorry.
No, that doesn't work.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I remember the movie. You don't like Arshad Varsi as an actor?
Why are we talking about Arshad Varsi? Conceit circuit.
No, I'm conceding Arshad Varsi. It's the same thing.
Okay.
More or less.
Same thing.
Like his portrayal of
but
Circuit.
But I think Circuit the character is actually superior to Arshad Varsi's portrayal of him. But because Circuit the character is hilarious, right?
Whatever, dude.
What do you mean, whatever? At one point, Sanjay Dutt is like, hey, meri bhi ragging kar. Uh-huh. And the guy's, oh, because he does this like Sanjay Dutt gun show, because...
Yeah, I have a few thoughts about that. We'll talk about it later.
Okay, but then the seniors are running away. They're like, nahi ho gaye ragging.
Uh-huh.
Circuit comes out of nowhere and goes, hey, maine bola ragging karne ka to karne ka.
But then, think about this. It's Arshad Varsi's portrayal, right? Because Sanjay Dutt is also playing a tapori and that's not convincing. But Arshad Varsi playing a tapori is so convincing. That's because of Arshad Varsi, what he brings to the character. It's not Circuit the character or how it was written.
It was how it was.
And another thing about Arshad Varsi, he's actually a really good dancer. Like, he's very talented. Like, he's a pro dancer. Like, he had to force himself to dance in that stupid tapori way.
Okay.
Which is very unnatural for him.
The main title track.
In all the tracks, wherever Arshad Varsi was dancing, there was a club scene. They went to a club, for example, in the middle, and he had to, like, dance. So, for him to be able to pull that off is such great acting.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
And the
second thing
I want to concede is Rustam's dad, Bappa.
Oh, Bappa.
What a guy, dude.
Karam.
What a
Queen
guy.
Master.
Juice drinker. Killer of queens. Those are the only two things which, like,
I can't say it the way he does in his whatever Parsi.
I don't even understand how the things he said.
No, but I understood play juice, drink juice, play Karam, life is good. And then everybody just starts cracking up. He's great. In fact, you also have to concede Rustam Babri. He's great too.
No, I didn't like Rustam.
What are you talking about?
I felt like slapping him.
The way he's like espionage angle to the whole
situation.
Dude,
let's not talk like the story and like how legit it was.
Wait, what are you talking about? The story is brilliant.
I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how like illogical it was at times. Let's not talk about that because it's not meant to be. It's like this very comedy, light, slapstick type of movie. Rustam should have gone to the police, firstly. All right? The guys just come inside his house, start playing carom with his dad, and then he just tells him all the answers, goes and gives the entrance.
If you were Rustam, would you go to the police?
Yes.
Why would you?
You would too.
This happy-go-lucky, fun, bhai, you know, plus circuit.
Is pitting you against your boss.
Yeah, and what? Playing carom with your dad. So you give a test. I mean,
are we looking at it from that point of view? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's a movie.
I get it.
It's a movie.
I get it.
It's a movie.
Uh-huh.
Are we on the same page?
Detriment to Bollywood.
It's a movie. You can have things happen in a movie that maybe you wouldn't do in real life, but a character here and there would.
I guess. I mean, coming back to Sanjay Dutt, dude, the only good thing I feel like he's done in his
From
career...
From now on, we will not call him Sanjay Dutt. We will solely refer to him as Sanju or Sanju Bhai.
Okay, fine.
Let's talk about the movie.
I actually wanted to say something pro about Sanjay Dutt and you cut me off, so...
I take whatever I said back and please go ahead.
But it's not about this movie.
Okay.
The only good thing I feel like he's done in his career is Vastav. Have you seen Vastav? Have you seen the movie?
No.
It's really good. And he kind of... It's like, you know how these actors are sort of meant for that one type of role? And then even though Sanjay sort of plays that role in this movie, he's like this gangster, but he's like this happy-go-lucky bhai type guy. And Vastav is actually like a thug, like a stone-cold killer. And he does it so well. But that's the only thing he's good at.
At any point in Vastav, did he look at a doctor, desire to use the doctor's stethoscope, and
wait. Yes, he did.
Hey, bhai, headphone de na yaar.
Jesus.
This movie is hilarious.
Jesus, man. I don't get this movie, man. I don't get whether it's so confused in terms of what it's trying to put across. As in, like, is it like a feel-good humor movie? Is it like a slapstick movie?
It's a gangster with a heart of gold who decides to become a doctor to piss off the doctor.
Of course.
Whose daughter he wants to marry.
Of course.
He was pretending to be a doctor.
Of course.
With his villager parent.
Right.
And then at the end, it all works out.
Yeah.
It's genius. The writing
is genius. It's written by a five-year-old.
The writing in this, maybe a little too formulaic. I'll mini-concede that it might be a little too contrived, but it's an emotional roller coaster. I mean, the guy so confidently...
Coaster.
It is. It's like...
It's just like, oh, I'm slightly less happy in this scene and I'm slightly more
happy.
Okay,
when Sunil Dutt, the great Sunil Dutt, may he rest in peace,
is
like disappointed. He's literally crying without crying from his eyes.
Fun fact, that was not acting.
He was just looking at Sanjay Dutt and crying.
He's been through this before. He's like, I'm just going to channel whatever happened in the early 90s.
That's what a great actor is. They channel all the like things. That's why experienced actors are better than like...
Yeah, I mean, Sunita is great. Even before...
So you concede Sunil Dutt in this movie?
As generally as a great actor of Indian Bollywood cinema, yes, I do.
As Hari Prasad Sharma.
Oh, no, not really.
I mean...
I feel bad for him being in this movie. He's like, okay, fine, I have to support my son. He's like, his career is dying. I need to help him out however I can. He's such a big disappointment.
He did actually do that. Yeah.
And I have to be disappointed in this scene. He's just channeling his tears even before he can think about it. It's just so natural for him. But I feel bad for him being in this movie. But generally, Sunil Dutt as an actor, obviously, there's nothing to concede there.
I feel like you keep derailing my point, and that's your strategy here. Okay. The writing in this movie, emotional roller coaster, it's really well crafted.
Okay.
Right? So it's constantly balancing comedy with emotion. Mm-hmm. And most people who try to shoot for a dramedy can't pull it off. This is a dramedy that's actually comedy first. It's easy to pull off a dramedy that's mainly drama, and then you add in a little bit of like slice of life comedy. This is mainly a comedy with well-crafted drama in it, constantly. At one moment, it's like his father's disappointed in him. The next moment, it's like, oh, he's finding out that he can't actually be a real doctor. He can't save people.
You mentioned this movie being a dramedy and stuff like that. Just because they try to show something that's upsetting or sad or emotional or something like that doesn't mean that it comes... technically it's a drama, sure, but it has to be credible for it to happen. None of the sequences in this movie either made me laugh out loud or made me truly feel for a character or...
None of the dialogues made you laugh out loud?
Circuit, I feel like if he would have been more in this movie, like 20% more, this movie would have been much better. Because he was the only character that...
You just said the phrase, much better, implying that this movie is great. I win.
Okay, take it, bro. Take whatever you can get. That
at one point he goes, "Hey, 6 foot ke aadmi, 2 foot ke teen aadmi bana dunga." Like, that's every dialogue of Circuit is at that level.
Sure. Yeah,
okay, so Circuit was hilarious. Concede?
Circuit was nice.
Okay, what about the emotional elements of the movie?
No.
Jadu ki chappi?
Was so stupid, man. Dude, I got so pissed off. I'll tell you this one scene where his dad ends up finding out what he does.
Yeah.
And like he's a gunda and stuff like that. Firstly, like I have so many things to talk about. How do people not know that he's not a doctor? How does his dad not know?
Didn't you watch the first opening scene of the movie, which is hilarious, where he sets up the fake hospital?
Please help me understand, okay? Firstly, I forgot why this movie was called MBPS. And then I saw the movie. And then I realized that he sets up this makeshift hospital once a year whenever his dad comes to visit.
Yeah.
How does his dad not know? How has he not been caught as a gunda till now?
What do you mean? He sets up a fake hospital. He puts on his like little lab coat and stethoscope. He gets his local dhobiwalas to be the patients. One of whom overacts every time. Dil pakad ke heart attack karne lag jata every time. And that's it. I mean, if you could have convinced your... That you were a doctor if you went through all that effort.
And also, like, how has he not been caught as a thug in general? It's just, like, so loosey-goosey the way he runs his operation. Like, he'll just call a guy over to his house and he's like, ek piti, do piti, phone kar kidnap ho gaya. And then he's like a thug who runs a makeshift hospital once a year, completely oblivious to in his own, like environment within Bombay.
That's like asking, how is it that Chota Chetan is never caught? Yeah, that's what bhai log do, bro.
The hell is Chota... What?
What do you mean he hasn't been caught? Yeah, he hasn't
they're
been caught.
They're in hiding. They're running from the cops 24/7. They're not living somewhere in Bombay, like just have this like operation going for them.
No, you're wrong about that. They're chilling.
I'm wrong about that?
They're chilling, bro. They're not running. They just feed the right people and chill.
And then like this first scene where they've actually kidnapped this one guy and who turns out that he's already been paid. He's already paid out the guy who...
Yeah, the guy who tries to run. He's like,
and then he like immediately flips. Like he's happily kidnapping people. And then he's like, "Tu ne humse galat kaam karwaya, ab ek peti de de."
Yeah, that's hilarious. My favorite part of that scene was the guy tries to run. And he just... That's the entrance of Circuit.
Right.
So the guy runs. Circuit comes and catches him. He's like, "Hey, PT Usha, kidhar bhag rela hai?"
Right.
It's like every dialogue is gold, man.
Yeah. I still don't know how he's not caught, dude.
Are you really sticking to these nitpicks to figure out?
It's such a prevalent theme of the movie. Like, to make, according to me, I know this might be a personal opinion, but even if it's like a very light, slapsticky type movie, if there is even a little element of reality in it, it just makes it so much more credible to me. And then this movie is just like, I've been to Indian colleges, dude. I've seen ragging. Let's talk about that ragging scene for a little while, okay? Okay, I've been to an Indian college. I did engineering here. So I
haven't been to a medical college in 2003. Ragging used to be much worse. You got to face that.
You want to talk about the reality of ragging? Because then I will blow this scene apart.
No, I don't. You're pissing me. It's a movie. It's a great movie.
It's a movie, right? I understand. It's like one of those, like, whatever, this, that type of movie. And
you know where we started this conversation from is the emotional beats of the movie. And once again, you strategically derailed.
Oh, right. I'm so sorry, man. There's just so much in my head about this movie. We were talking about Jadoo Ki Chhappi specifically.
Jadoo Ki Chhappi, Anand, the quadriplegic who magically gets up.
Yeah, we talk about that
Zaheer,
gentleman as well.
The yuppie who dies.
So I want to get back to Jadoo Ki Chhappi in this one particular scene where the scene was centered around the concept of Jadoo Ki Chhappi, which pissed me off more than anything.
You're pissing me off so much. I feel like laughing.
Okay, we'll get to that too. I know where you're getting at. We're getting at
Baman and Rani. Yeah. Genius,
right. So when his dad eventually finds out, the late great Sunil Dutt finds out that his son's a thug and not a doctor.
Yeah.
He ends up like storming off. He's not wearing his pagdi, and like that's a really big deal because he's like, Papa ko kabhi nahi dekha pagdi ke bina, and all of that. And then his mom goes, and typical mom behavior, she's still like talking to him and this and that. And then Sanjay Dutt's trying to be emotional, which is something that's outside of his caliber. And he's crying and stuff. And then his mom's walking away. He's like, Ma, ek jadoo ki jhappi to de dena, Ma. How is that emotional?
What do you mean?
Did you connect with Sanjay Dutt at that time? That's I just wanted a yes or no question. Did you connect with Sanjay Dutt? Yes or no?
You can't force me to yes or no questions first.
It's a question. It's a friend. I want to know you connect.
I reject your dichotomy. And you're nitpicking a scene. Jadoo Ki Chhappi. Do you remember?
Pagdi nahi pehni uncle ne, bro.
Stop calling my uncle firstly. Do you remember the phenomenon of Jadoo Ki Chhappi after this movie? There's a reason. It's something so simple, yet so pure and so joyous, if that's how you say the word.
Mm-hmm.
It spread. It spread like wildfire. If only we were just kinder. It's like the message of Ellen in a movie. Just be kind to one another.
Right.
Heart of gold.
Right. What a story, na, vaise? Bhai makes his dad cry, then he gets hammered, then decides to do MBBS, which is obviously super easy, right? And then obviously he cheats his way throughout the entrance. And then he becomes a top medical professional by handing out hugs to people, bro. What a story, yeah.
Okay, I'll concede one thing.
What? It's revolutionary, bro.
I'll concede one thing.
So touching.
I'm usually pretty pissed off by any like anti-medical.
This is Shri Shri Munna Bhai. Love conquers all.
Pretty much that is in line with my concession. Like Munna Bhai basically calls Munna Baba. And I'm usually not a fan of those, like,
bro,
you know.
People think he can cure his stomach cancer by giving him a hug.
Yeah.
And not
that.
Just people, like the entire hospital. Except for the dean, the entire hospital of medical professionals is convinced that Munna can dole out hugs and cure people.
They're not convinced.
I feel like we should call him Shri Shri Munna for the duration.
I feel like the best I'll grant you for the next 1 minute is calling him Munna Baba.
No, Shri Shri Munna.
Okay, fine.
We have to call him Shri Shri Munna now.
It's because the answer is somewhere in the middle, right? Like, they always say that the problem with allopathic, which is a word I hate, doctors, mm-hmm. another word for allopathic doctors is doctors, is that, oh, they don't pay enough attention, they're not very emotional. But it's true, man. Like, if you were a surgeon, I want my surgeon to think of me as a meat puppet. Like, I don't want them to be, like, emotionally attached. I want them to, like, do their thing, you know? And
But they can cure your stomach cancer with a hug, man.
Shri
Munna Bhai.
So my concession is that they go a little overboard in terms of being anti-medicine.
Yeah.
Because, but that's, you know, it's a perspective.
Also, what do you like better? Shri Shri Munna Bhai Love Conquers All or Shri Shri Munna Bhai Gali Ka Gunda?
That minute is over, by the way.
Which one do you like better?
No more.
I think Gali Ka Gunda, like, we can make a good case for it.
I refuse to talk about this anymore.
You know what I refuse to talk about? The gentleman in the vegetative state. I feel like I'll cross many lines if I get into it.
Anand, yeah, no, feel free.
No, I think I'll stay. I'll hold back.
Why? Say the worst thing you have to say about him.
No.
Okay, you know,
I'm not even going to talk about the man in the vegetative state. Just comes back to life because Shri Shri's emotional speech just like rouses something in it.
No more Shri Shri, firstly. I beg of you.
Dude.
Because I think that's more controversial than talking about the man in the vegetative state, firstly. You know what I'd like to bring up?
Uh-huh.
Good old Nawazuddin Siddiqui being beaten.
Pickpocket
once again,
dude.
The pickpocket in the
first
scene.
Did you notice in that scene, like, when he ends up getting beaten up, like, when Sunil Dutt catches him, like, did you hear a few MCBCs in that crowd just losing
it? I did not, no.
I definitely got, like, 3 MCs for sure.
That's because your head is impure.
It's so clear. And I was like, how is it not edited out? Like, I thought this is, like, a family-friendly movie. It's like,
No, but the funny part to me is that Nawaz as usual, in all his early 2000s roles, is getting beaten up. He gets beaten up in Sarfarosh. He gets beaten up in Munna Bhai. Yeah. He gets beaten up in Black Friday. So basically, if you look at Nawazuddin's IMDb between like 1999 and 2004, it's man getting beaten up.
So good at it though, man.
And properly beaten up. Yeah. Like, no holds barred beaten up. It's either the cops beating him up and he's like, sir, chhod do, sir. Or it's like the crowd beating him up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to see him though in these movies, man. Yeah, it really makes you feel like he earned it.
Like pre-Gangs, I did not know like he was in these small roles. And then obviously when I rewatched these movies, I was like, oh, that's Nawazuddin Siddiqui.
Yeah, but it makes you think of like how much, you know,
the grind he went through.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Speaking of other characters or other people in this movie, and this one's truly hard for me to say, like it hurts, but Baman Irani.
Brilliant.
Worst performance of his career.
This was his start, I believe, right?
Oh my God, no wonder.
What do you mean, no wonder?
He sucked ass in this movie, dude.
What does no wonder mean? Does he suck ass in general? Even if you're against this movie?
No, maybe it's like because it's his start, so like he owned his skills and stuff, so he became better and better. But
oh, you're trying to say he wasn't well-tuned. Hey, you know his background, by the way? Baman Irani?
No. The guy, ads again?
The guy was a halwai.
Oh.
Yeah. He was literally like a halwai for 14 years. And
he has great English speaking skills for a halwai, does he?
There's no correlation between how good your English can be if you're a halwai. He just went to...
I've never met a halwai who talks to me in English.
Okay, fine.
What do you say?
You know what? I'll back away from my social justice warrior stance. I was just enjoying having the moral high ground on you. And this actually teaches me a lot about why people are like this. Moving on. He was a halwai in the sense he took over his dad's store or something like that. I'm forgetting his exact history.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to pursue movies and he just out of like...
So this was his first... movie role. That's
I definitely remember this is what made him famous, at least initially. And he's not that old. I mean, he's playing someone much older than he is. I think he's in his...
But he definitely had a late start, right?
Yeah. He was like 40 or very late 30s or something.
Whatever, man. It was just so bad. The whole giggling thing, like how he deals with stress and anger and like breaks out into giggles.
It's okay, a little contrived, but it is a real thing. Those like laugh... communities and, you know...
Those are not what that... That's the whole laughing Buddha thing and what he's doing is completely different.
Where did Buddha come into this, firstly?
Because they do the whole like ha-ha-ha that they show in the park. That's like...
But that's a real thing, at least.
That's a real thing,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so if you're part of that, maybe that's how you deal with stress.
No, it's not. I know people who are part of that in real life and they don't burst out into giggles if they're stressed.
Yeah, but I know doctors and they
drink. You trying to say that it's a real thing, like a real condition that he's...
I'm saying one person in the world can be someone who laughs when he's stressed because he's part of these laugh clubs. If these laugh
he
clubs...
He doesn't laugh, he giggles. Let's use the correct terminology here, firstly. He breaks out into giggles.
And then sometimes at one point he's like, I forget the exact line, but basically he's giving everyone a lot of shit for talking like Munna. He's like, hey, Munna aa raha hai. And he's like, and mind your language. What do you mean, yeah, aa raha hai, and all that.
Right.
And then at some point, he's just talking to himself. And he's like, main uski vaat laga dunga. And then he just chastises himself. He's like, what am I saying?
And then he starts giggling.
And he starts giggling.
Yeah, I want to take this opportunity. And I actually just want to do a quick jump to our next segment, Drinking Games.
Drinking Games.
So, as part of our drinking game, I feel like if someone takes a shot every time Dr. J. Asthana breaks out into a giggle.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it depends on a person's capacity, right? But I feel like I'm going to get pretty smashed. What about you?
If I remember all this giggling correctly, I think there's a lot of meta drinking game here. Because if I drank every time he giggles like that, by the end of it, I'd be giggling like that.
Oh, interesting.
And on a similar note, if I drank every time there was a Jadu Ki Jhappi in the movie, I think I'd be giving out a lot of Jadu Ki Jhappis. Like, you know.
I see that. But I also feel like what you're drinking whenever that's happening has a big say. Because if you have a shot every time a Jadu Ki Jhappi happens, that's...
No. When you're watching Munna Bhai, you got to drink like straight up Desi Tharra.
Desi Tharra?
Yeah, the way these guys do.
Oh, you know what another thing could be? Every time Munna's drunk, you get drunk?
I don't think he gets drunk that much.
He gets drunk like thrice.
If I could be a little insensitive, this is a safe
space. Please be.
And since every drinking game so far in this movie has been a little meta, I would say if you want to end up like Anand, drink every time somebody says bye in the movie.
Yeah.
You are...
You might go a little further than that.
Yeah, if you want to end up like the cops they're practicing on. Yeah.
That's so bad of you.
Safe space. Excuse me. I put out a disclaimer.
I also want to talk about how this movie tries to sort of get the emotional value out. And like a major part of that is by showing the patients in that hospital that they have. Right? Like Zaheer, like Jimmy Shergill's character and the gentleman in the vegetative state, Mr. Anand.
Can we just take a moment, and this is me derailing you the way you derail me, and call out Jimmy Shergill for a fine performance? That guy just never got his due in Bollywood, in life, in celebrity.
You know, he's like the number one Punjabi film industry actor.
I have heard that, actually.
He's like hot fire. He's like that Shahrukh Khan, Salman Khan combined.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's huge there, dude.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I mean, he deserved to be big in Bollywood too. He had the looks. He had the acting. He had the baby face that people seem to like.
I think he had none of those.
What are you talking about? He was great in this movie, right?
Oh, he's okay.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
That dying scene really just over the top.
It was a little over the top. Actually, you know, I heard this funny story where Anushka Sharma, am I saying that right?
I guess.
Now Kohli, I guess. But she was talking about how she happened to shoot PK and Bombay Velvet at the same time. So PK was a Rajkumar Hirani movie. Mm-hmm. Bombay Velvet was an Anurag Kashyap movie. And she happened to be shooting both at the same time. So she said, I would be on the set of PK and Rajkumar Hirani would be like, Anushka, bada karo, bada, 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 bada. So that was like single screen shooting. He's like, oh, single ke liye karo, single, single, bada, bada, bada. For all her emotions, actually showing her emotions. And then she would go on to the set of Bombay Velvet, where Kasha was like, Anushka, internalize karo, internalize. Shakal pe nahi, andar andar feel karo, internalize karo. So Hirani is a single screen, mainstream Bollywood director.
What is this related to again?
It's relating to Zaheer's dying scene, for instance, and everything else in the movie. It's all like big, very emotions, single screen, masses. You know, it's like
think,
a typical Bollywood movie.
I know
movie.
What advice to give Hirani now.
Which is what? Internalize karo.
Thoda sa to yaar. Bahut ho gaya bada.
Yeah.
And like just the other patient, right? Remember that kid who's in for trying to commit suicide like a couple of times because he has so butthurt over a girl, dude.
Happens, bro.
Dude, did you see like...
It's not my fault you're a robot who's never loved.
Do you remember Sanjay Dutt's conversation with him? He's like, kya ho gaya? Kya ho gaya tere saath? He's like, aapko pata nahi mere saath kya ho. He's like, kya ho gaya? Naukari chhod gayi. Ladki chhod ke chali gayi. And all of a sudden, he just puts his hand on his forehead. He's like, oh my God, he knows. It's so butthurt.
Bada karo, bada, bada. Single screen, masses, bada.
He's like, tumhe kya pata, pyaar kya hota hai? Tumhe kya pata hai? Like, Jesus, man.
I want to bring up one more segment before we wrap this up.
Oh, that's
it's not even a segment, but it is a segment. I want to talk about what if Nana Patekar was in this movie.
Nana Patekar? Wait, who are you thinking of him as?
You know, usually we like to replace one character with Nana Patekar.
Oh my God, don't say it.
I think Nana Patekar being Nana Patekar. Start small, right? Nana Patekar playing Anand. Killing it. One, because I would have loved to see him just like in a wheelchair, totally underutilized. It'd be this weird irony. But then also he would do the narration that Anand does right in the end to wrap up the movie, which would be hilarious.
Okay.
Then move up a little bit. Nana Patekar playing Zaheer's role.
Interesting. That's Jimmy Shergill's role?
Jimmy Shergill's role.
Interesting.
Where he's the one who's dying.
Yeah.
Just because of acting alone, you know, you kill it.
Yeah.
And then move up. Nana Patekar playing Bhavana Rani's role.
Yeah, I
like,
see that.
You remember that classic Nana Patekar where he's like hitting his head repeatedly?
Yeah.
Imagine that's Nana Patekar actually being forced to do the
Why
laughing
don't we
thing.
Go a few steps further. Nana Patekar is circuit.
Circuit. Nana Patekar would have killed it as Circuit.
Of course. And in Nana Patekar obviously would have killed it as Sanjay.
Nana Patekar would have killed it as Sanjay because it's Nana Patekar, but I think
he's
actually,
like the Bhai Tapori thing, dude. Nana Patekar has that down, dude.
He does have that down. It could have been like.
Interesting.
Ab Tak Chappan Nana Patekar meets like. Sanjay Dutt and Munna Bhai MBBS.
No,
basically.
Or just Nana Patekar playing Sanjay Dutt and Munna Bhai MBBS. That's good enough. That's the brief he gets and he'll kill it.
The man has range is my point.
Yeah, the man has range. I feel like this segment just kills it because he's so good, man.
He really is.
So good. And why doesn't he do more things?
He doesn't care. He lives in his like one-bedroom apartment, gives away all his money. The man's a genius.
Genius. Now that we're about to wrap up here, I also want to talk about how this movie sort of wraps up. Like, doesn't that last scene just come out of nowhere? I feel like that last scene started and I had to like rewind because I felt like I missed a chunk of the movie even though it was 5 seconds ago.
Firstly, the use of the word rewind.
You know,
you rewind it.
It's timeless. Of course. And then it just comes out of nowhere. Like they, like Sanjay Dutt gives an emotional speech. And then,
yeah.
And then, what's the actress name?
Gauri Khan.
Gauri Khan. No, that's not it.
Gracie Khan.
Gracie Singh.
Huh.
For some reason, gives an emotional speech on a mic to her father.
Because Anand gets up.
I'm not asking why they gave an emotional speech. Okay. All right. I'm not questioning the legitimacy of their emo speeches. So he gives emo speech. She gives emo speech. Bhamini Rani somehow gets affected by emo speech, just like Gentleman in the Vegetative State. And all of a sudden, they cut to a scene where Munna and Circuit are hammered. And all of a sudden, Munna's parents show up and the movie ends.
Yeah, that's called a wrap-up.
That's called, I don't have money to shoot more, so let's just wrap up this movie.
No, basically, his emotional speech actually gets to everyone.
Oh.
Then Gracie
Khan's... got to you too, right? Like,
yeah, it did a little bit. I teared up a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Oh. I'm comfortable with that. Sunil Dutt can cry, then I can cry too.
Yeah, yeah. Sunil Dutt has to cry. Look at what he's gone through, man.
That's fucked up. And then Gracie Singh appeals to her dad and he learns. Gracie. And then, you know, Sunil Dutt is finally proud of what Munna's accomplished.
Right.
And Anand gets up. Don't forget Anand getting up, dude.
Yeah. Anand gets up.
Munna Baba.
Shri Munna.
Does his magic.
Shri Munna Bai just like hugs people and makes them feel better.
Good vibes, bro. Hashtag good vibes.
Yeah. Good vibes at all, dude.
For sure.
Jesus, what a movie.
It is such a great movie. Dude. I can't even... I should have just brought like all these dialogues. At one point, he calls the doctor a dispensary. Just little things like that.
Yeah.
The guy walks into his hostel room. He's like, hey, bhai, aisa karte hai na? Ye baju ka kamra le lete hai, apne ka jagah zyada ho jayega.
So funny, na?
Such a dick.
Kabhi koi gap to gaya nahi na hostel mein, yahan pe?
I guess not.
Yeah. AC bhi nahi daal lete the, us kamra se chali apna pura. Ek kamre ko bathroom bana rahe, ek kamre ko bana rahe. So, Jesus, man. Some touch points of reality in this movie would have taken it so much further in terms of how good it could have been. It's so stupid. Hirani should stop making films now. He hasn't made a film. Oh, he just made Sanju, I guess, a while back. But he should take a breather, man. It's been a nice run. Should like go back to like film editing or like ad films or whatever he was doing.
Are you quite done?
I mean, yeah, I'm forced to shut up now. But yeah, so such a bad movie, dude.
I can't believe that became the crux of your argument here. That's just so sad. It's a great movie.
Ooh,
and
I have an idea.
What?
Let's just end this show like this movie ended, completely abruptly, which is now.
So guys, that was this week's episode of Film Feud Bollywood. Hope you liked it.
Thanks for listening. And now we feuded. You get to decide who you think won this week's episode.
Go to @FilmFeudBollywood on Twitter or our Facebook page, Film Feud Bollywood. And please vote for who you think won. Obviously me.
Right. You can also reach out to us and let us know which movie you want us to feud over next week.
And of course, you can also check out our website. That's munchermedia.com.
Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher,
Pocket Cast,
Overcast,
Castbox,
Google Cast.
Can we stop showing off our podcatching knowledge?
Yeah, it's not much showing off, actually.
Pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us. And see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.